The union representing Ohio prison guards, the Civil Service Employees Association, is picketing outside the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility near Lucasville today. They're upset about contract negotiations and what the intent to picket called a cover-up of inmate drug test results. We'll have a response from the state. Coming up first, Nick Brabson. He's a guard inside the Lucasville prison. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Your allegations are rooted in which drug test results the state likes to talk about publicly. Explain that distinction, which ones they tend to talk about.
The random drug testing is the numbers they like to put out. That's usually lower. It's like a saturation testing. They'll test upwards of 50 to 100 guys, hope that, you know, most of them pass.
And this is different from the for-cause drug tests, which are done
absolutely.
And those are done when guards suspect a person to be using drugs for any number of reasons.
Yes.
I received an email from Joellen Smith. She's a spokeswoman for the State Prisons Department. She said allegations of a cover-up are inaccurate. I also asked for inmate drug test results, and I got all of them, the random results, the for-cause results, and others. You're saying the state does not normally release these, or they only do so when specifically asked?
Yes, that's a fact.
And you say the number that local institutions report to the central office is only random results?
We're only required to report the randoms if there's a 2% or higher failure rate.
And the state gets the for-cause results from the institutions, presumably. They ask only on occasion, or?
Yes. If they ask for them, we provide them.
You're not able to prove intent, but what you've said is that you think this is done, the state only discussing these random numbers. They're doing this to make it look better, to make it look like drugs are not as big of a problem as they are.
That's exactly what I think. It's just like the whole recidivism rate. You know, your numbers are what matters, what looks good.
Have you or anyone else with the union asked the state to be more upfront and to change this practice? And if so, what have they said?
I've not personally asked, no.
How bad is the problem of drugs inside of prisons?
Oh, it's bad. I've done this job for 24 years, and I can tell you it's the worst I've ever seen.
We've seen an increase in heroin activity around the state. Is that the issue, or what's the drug giving you the most problems?
Our biggest problem is Suboxone.
And Suboxone is a opiate inhibitor. It's usually meant to help people come off of heroin, but it can be abused, and it is very easy to conceal, right?
Very easy to conceal. They can conceal it under a stamp. Many ways. It's a very hard drug to catch.
And your claims about the state selectively picking drug test results that they talk about, it's coming amid some contract negotiations. And I could see a skeptical person saying the union is doing this to help better make their case, to make the case that there should be more guards, more people on the employee rolls.
We are definitely understaffed, and you know we always need people. We can't keep people. It's not a job for everyone. It takes a special person to be able to walk in here every day and know what they're going to deal with. But the whole drug thing is, you know, the more drug use, then that leads to more violent incidents. And our violence is up this year already. We're on track to break last year's record on drugs and violence.
Mm-hmm. Nick Brabson is a guard at the prison in Lucasville, where union members are picketing today because they say the state is trying to gloss over the problem of drugs in prison. Nick Brabson, thanks again.
Thank you.